Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman of the good Sheriff Richard Mack on your radio, hour 2 of 2. This is Liberty Roundtable live for May 29th in the year of our Lord, 2021. And I just got to laugh at the top of the hour news. Oh, man. The credibility of the CDC is just destroyed. I mean, now they did another reversal. Kids can wear masks outdoors with a list of government-approved exceptions, Sheriff. It's not they really said, funny.
Wait,
comical.
Wait, they said what about outside masks?
Now
what?
Kids at summer camp can wear masks outside with some special exceptions.
Oh, special exceptions.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
It's okay. Just they've lost credibility to the point where it's almost, if it wasn't so real, it would be comical.
Yeah, it would.
Just what? Oh, no, kids can't wear masks outdoors. All the adults can, but kids can't. Kids are the least likely to get the cocoa and have it harmful, right?
Yeah, it's statistically non-existent. They don't get it. And if they do get it, statistically speaking, that's where it's really non-existent. The mortality rate of kids, adolescents, teenagers is virtually non-existent.
That's why I'm saying, I mean, it's literally comical. And now they're like, I guess kids can wear masks outdoors too. But let's create an exception list to make sure that you know that we're relevant and we're the knowledgeable experts. Anyway, I just think it's comical. It's a sad, sad tale to tell, Sheriff.
Yeah, it is. And you struck it right. You threw the pitch right down the middle when you said that the CDC has lost so much credibility. If anyone would investigate that, you'd see for yourself that the CDC and World Health Organization are nothing but, as you alluded to, jokes, and it's laughable. If it wasn't so sad.
If it wasn't so sad, and if it wasn't so serious, and if the repercussions weren't so great, it would literally be comical. I mean, I just look at it. All right, you were talking about food stores last hour, and I wrote a headline. Mm-hmm. So Richard Mack told the story last hour. I guess his wife told the real story. That they gave a bunch of food storage to the needy. And they actually, as members of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, worked with the Catholics to get it done. And what a tremendous thing it is. And so we're grateful for that. But here's the headline I wrote about it. You ready?
Yeah.
Food storage. Get it, share it, eat it.
Well, we did all three.
Amen. Good work.
We
Thank
got
you
it.
Very much.
We shared it, and we've been eating it. As a matter of fact, when I got home from my tour yesterday, I was going to literally make some corn and bean hash, just kind of like my mom used to just throw everything together, you know, leftovers or whatever, muskos, what she called them. And I was just going to put it together with some green chili that I also bought quite a bit of, and just have them eat it for lunch with me yesterday. So I'm still going to try that. I mean, probably won't be today because we're having the big thing with the baptism and all that. And Lucy and Jordan, her husband, already have it all planned out, the dinner and everything. And of course, there's going to be a big swimming party afterwards. But, you know, we kind of had that last night too, because Mandy has a real pretty swimming pool. It's really nice. And so it's going to be kind of a family reunion. I think the only one's not going to be there is Josh and Jimmy. Jimmy's working up in Coeur d'Alene, and he's going to go on tour with me. Jimmy really is dedicated to the work I've done, and he wants to, he loves it. And he asked me if he could go on the bus for a while. So he's going to spend a week with us right after the Red Pill Expo.
Excellent.
So, looking forward to that too. Yeah.
We need to bring Jimmy to the Freedom Fest.
Yeah, maybe so. He would like that, and he's never been to Mount Rushmore, so I told him he wanted to go this weekend. I said no, there's going to be some other one that you can
tell
get
him
to,
that Sam Bushman wants him to be at Freedom Fest.
Okay, All right.
And that's what you tell him. You tell him that I'm asking for him to be able to go.
All right.
All right, there you have that. There's so much going on in the news, ladies and gentlemen. It is hard to really fathom. Sheriff Richard Mack has been traveling like no other. I mean, I've watched the sheriff since he beat Bill Clinton at the Supreme Court, the greatest 10th Amendment decision ever rendered in American history, where the federal government literally has no authority in the states. Bottom line, reality check starts now. And it's been that way for, since our founding. But in modern day, they've literally codified that reality in a court case win for the sheriffs against the Bill Clinton administration back in the day. Now, the reason this is so important is at Freedom Fest coming up, which is July 20th through the 25th, freedomfest.com to learn more. They're having Richard Mack in a breakout session literally speak to this and let a lot of people know about this. This is tremendous news. And hopefully we'll get the coverage and the news we need on this thing. But, man, you've been traveling ever since the pandemic started. People are starting to wake up because of the tyrannical push of, the mask battle, the vaccine battle, the stores being shut down. People are waking up like we have never seen before, Sheriff, ever. And we've been at this for a long time, 30 years. We've never seen this, sir.
Yeah, the greatest amount of abuse has created the Great Awakening of the 21st century, it really has. And with great abuse comes great awakenings. And I believe that Soros and his ilk and the international bankers and cabals and cartels have gone too far. And I've actually said this. Are we intelligent enough to know, Sam, when we've gone too far? Are we sensitive enough to the truth to know when we've gone too far? I believe that these people have made this happen to where we are now realizing that we've gone too far, that we're actually putting people in jail for not having a forced governmental face diaper. And this is awakening, and that's one of the innocuous things that's going on, Sam, as you've alluded to the first hour, with the forced vaccinations that are coming. Oh, they're not going to force you. You just can't have a passport, or you can't go anywhere, and you can't do anything, and you can't even go into a grocery store, because they've already set that up, haven't they, Sam? Part of the subterfuge is they've set it up. If you're not doing what we say, if you're not, instead of wearing a mask, having your vaccination passport with you, that passport isn't going to be just for going state to state or foreign countries, Sam, as you've already talked about Hawaii and what they're already doing. They're the strictest in the country about the vaccination and the mask. If we don't do what they say, we will be sitting in our homes, literally. So therein lies the food storage suggestion. Because if you don't do what you're told, the government is not going to allow you to leave your home. And that's the way it's looking. Don't blame me for making that, drawing that conclusion, because that is what they are trying to do. But I believe, Sam, that this great awakening is going to stop it all. And if the sheriffs are not so inundated with all the other criminal activity that they're promoting, that this communist takeover is actually promoting across the world and across our country, and especially at the border, where literally, Sam, the present administration in the White House has now created such a problem at the border that it's going to keep sheriffs and law enforcement tied up across the country, if they're even allowing law enforcement to exist, which they're also trying to destroy that.
Yeah, we'll get into some of that here in a minute, but let me articulate how hot this battle is becoming. So let's take the state of Idaho as kind of the, I don't know what you want to say, the fishbowl for viewing, if you will. Okay. So I don't know if you know this, but Brad Little is the governor of Idaho.
Yes.
Brad Little is supposedly a conservative Republican governor, but the guy's not very conservative, okay? And the battle rages on. Ammon Bundy has been in a battle with the governor for quite some time. Ammon Bundy and several other people are running for governor in Idaho. And there's actually some true conservatives running, and it's hard to know which conservative to vote for. Joel Skousen wrote a whole article on this in his worldaffairsbrief.com. But here's what happened to show how hot this battle really is in the awakening of people. So listen to this carefully. Idaho Lieutenant Governor. Her name is Janice McGeehan. Okay? Mm-hmm. McGeehan. Janice McGeehan bans mask mandates while Governor Brad Little was in Tennessee out of town attending a Republican Governors Association meeting. So he leaves. She's in charge while he leaves, right?
Right.
And she just flat out didn't tell anybody. She just created an executive order and banned the mask mandates. And so she used her temporary status to ban the mask mandates. Brad Little gets back and freaks out, says she's out of control, says she's a tyrant. And the American people are, you know, sitting at the front seat watching the fishbowl of Idaho going, who's who around here? But the conservatives are getting exposed. And Janice literally stood up, in my opinion, tall and said, we're not doing this.
God bless it.
We're finding out who's who in a real way on the ground, live in Idaho and across the country. And we've got more battles to tell you about. Greg Abbott standing up, too. We'll talk about that at Texas. Speaking of Texas border sheriffs, we'll talk about that with Richard Mack in seconds, but it's hot. I want to get your response on Brad Little, Janice McGeehan battle, and then we'll come to Texas in seconds, Sheriff. Hang tight.
The Foundation for Moral Law is a nonprofit legal foundation committed to protecting our unalienable right to publicly acknowledge God. The Foundation for Moral Law exists to restore the knowledge of God in law and government and to acknowledge and defend the truth that man is endowed with rights not by our fellow man, but by God. The foundation maintains a twofold focus. First, litigation within state and federal courts. Second, education. Conducting seminars to teach the necessity and importance of acknowledging God in law and government. How can you help? Please make a tax-deductible contribution, allowing foundation attorneys to continue the fight. You may also purchase various foundation products as well at morallaw.org. Located in Montgomery, Alabama, the Foundation for Moral Law is a nonprofit, tax-exempt 501c3, founded by Judge Roy Moore. Please partner with us to achieve this important mission. morallaw.org.
The spirit of the American West is live and well in Range Magazine, the award-winning quarterly devoted to the issues affecting the American West. Each issue contains informative articles, breathtaking imagery, as well as the culture of cowboy spirit today, and gift ideas like the 2021 Real Buckaroo Calendar. Order online from rangemagazine.com. Loving Liberty Network salutes the spirit of the American West at rangemagazine.com.
Well, my mom smokes and my dad smokes, and I saw them smoking, so I tried it. They're telling me not to smoke, but they smoke themselves.
When it comes to smoking, are you sending mixed signals?
But when you teach someone a certain way to do things and you go back on that certain way, it sends mixed signals to the person that they're trying to teach. The parents need to be the example.
Smoking. If you think you're old enough to start, you're smart enough to stop. A public service message from this station and the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
Back with you live on your radio, ladies and gentlemen. So the battle between Brad Little and Janice McGeehan, unprecedented. You literally have a lieutenant governor. I don't know that I've ever heard of this happening. Literally, the governor goes out of town, and the lieutenant governor filling in steps up and literally reverses an order. The governor gets back and freaks out and says she's acting tyrannically. I mean, this is, have you ever heard of that kind of stuff, Sheriff?
Man, Sam, that's pretty amazing. Love it.
Absolutely. I agree. It's shocking, and it just shows you, hey, do you want the Brad Littles or do you want the Janice McGeehans? Both supposedly conservative. It's just one's a conservative in a moderate swamp monster way, and the other one's conservative for real. Janice McGeehan, it looks like for real. That's gutsy, Sheriff, and that's the kind of guts we need to defend our sacred republic, sir.
Yeah, I totally support the lieutenant governor in Idaho. If Governor Little can issue mandates and executive orders, and then in his absence she does the same thing, what's he to say about it? One good executive order deserves another, and God bless her for that. What a courageous stand she did, because she knew he probably wasn't going to like it, but God bless her for it. And Governor Abbott, God bless him, and he's doing a lot more than Tanya and I ever thought he would do. I used to live there. He used to be my governor. I think he might have been the attorney general at the time. I was there when he was running. I gave him a copy of my Supreme Court case. But this is we're starting to see, like we said, the resurgence and the Great Awakening.
We are. And we see that people are starting to really kind of take on the federal government from the states as well. Before, it was Richard Mack saying so, and Sam Bushman, and they would say, no, listen, their statements aren't really accurate. Now we're literally starting to see governors and sheriffs and all kinds of local and state officials saying, hey, Fed, you can't just do whatever you want here. That's not happening on my watch. This is unprecedented, Sheriff.
Yeah, and that's exactly what we're trying to get the sheriffs to say. You know, you're not doing, this is not going to happen in my county. Not as long as I'm sheriff, this is not going to happen. And that's exactly the rhetoric we want to hear and see from our sheriffs nationwide. As you know, 99.9% of the time when the sheriffs do take that sort of stand, they win, and there's no reason not to believe it's going to happen again and again and again, especially if we get united on this, Sam.
Know why they win?
Yeah.
And the reason they win is because the truth is on our side, as we've said all along. They've lied to you on this issue, like the COVID mask issue and all that kind of stuff, and hating Donald Trump and the origins of the COVID virus. They lied on and got caught a year later. They've been lying on this for decades, Sheriff.
Yes, they have. Yeah, true. And when you're talking about the power and authority of the sheriff, they've been lying about that. But the sheriffs, again, are part of this great awakening. And that's where people can turn. And Sam, let me tell you, this tour has really brought it out that people are waking up. And,
amen,
you know,
to that.
It's close to what you've said. It's the resurrection tour. You've always asked for not resurrection, but restoration, and that's what this is all about. It is a restoration tour for our Constitution and for our individual liberties.
Yeah, and I reject the revolution idea because I think that it has violent connotations. I understand the peaceful intent with the word, but we better be very careful. But you know what? I like resurrection, too, because it's okay. You know what? A resurrection, a restoration, really the same difference. Neither are violent. Both are peaceful, and both is really what I'm after. And I'm trying to really denote or connote, whatever the right word is there, the peaceful intent that we have on this issue. Speaking of this, Governor Greg Abbott of Texas. Texas Governor Abbott makes it official, Sheriff. We're going to defund cities that defund the police.
Boy, I like that.
Think about that for a minute.
Yeah, love it. Yeah, which is, you know, it's pure insanity anyway, for anybody to think, oh yeah, this will help. We won't have anyone to investigate or to come to our home if there's an intruder or a crime or a rape or even murder. The people just handle it themselves. But yet those are the people that say no one should have a gun. So what are you going to do? You can't have a gun, according to your own dogma, and you can't call the police. What are you going to do? You know, it's absolute insanity, Sam. My gosh. Oh my.
I couldn't agree more, but they're heck bent on this. And this is where I don't like to use the red-blue designator, But sadly, it's being forced to truth. Red states are starting to say, we're not going to tolerate the abuses of the feds. We're not going to tolerate the abuses of this violation of checks and balances. We're going to stand up. We're not going to tolerate this. We're not defunding the cops. We're not destroying government. We're not going to tolerate these abuses. And under the name of, quote, peacefully assembling, turn that into protesting, which turns that into riots, which turns that into looting and pillaging and plundering and violence. We're not doing that. And the blue states are doubling down saying we're doing it. You've got a battle between the state of Washington and the state of Idaho right now as well, Sheriff. State of Idaho says we're not going to do critical race theory, saying everybody's a racist is racist, and we're not teaching that in our schools, says Idaho. The state of Washington says we're going to double down in defense and codify that they must teach that in our government schools. That border is hot too, Sheriff, for different reasons than illegal immigration.
Yeah, no kidding. And Sam, there's something you were planning to talk about this, but I got something else I got to add to it whenever you're available. Because there is, you talk about this great awakening.
Yes.
There's been even more. And I got to talk to you about a pastor in California whenever you want to throw that in.
All right. We'll do that in seconds. So I got to tell you about a Texas sheriff in addition to the Texas governor. The Texas governor makes it official. We're going to defund cities that defund the cops. Amen to that, folks. Now, I get that there's some bad apple cops. They need to be shut down and stopped. I agree and get it. But the idea that we're going to get rid of the police, that's the only legitimate, proper role of government we have for the most part. Okay? The whole purpose of government was to say, I can't sit on my porch with my gun across my lap to maintain all my stuff from, you know, those who would try to deprive me of my life, my liberty, my property. Thus the sheriff was born. That's how government legitimately started, folks. Let's be very clear. So the idea that we're going to defund the cops is psychotic. Greg Abbott gets it. Hopefully other sheriffs and other governors stand up bold. Well, here's the next headline. Texas sheriff, his name is Brad Coe, warns that the border crisis is unprecedented. He says migrants are causing costly damage to ranches in my community. Now, listen carefully to the rest of this, Sheriff. The Kinney County, I think that's how you say it, K-I-N-N-E-Y, the Kinney County Sheriff's Department, which, by the way, only employs 6 deputies. It's that small. But said in a statement that it encountered 5 human trafficking cases and 1 stolen car in a mere 18 hours. The crisis border, or border crisis, I'm sorry, is that bad, Sheriff?
Yeah, it is, Sam. And I've been to the border when it wasn't this bad. I've actually walked through a drug tunnel near Agua Prieta, the border between Douglas, Arizona, and Agua Prieta, Mexico. I've walked through them. I've seen the sophistication of this. I've seen how much money goes into this. I've seen the technology that goes into this. And there's literally dozens of those tunnels just along the Arizona border. When you go from the 2000 border from the far eastern side of Texas and the far west side of California, you're probably talking about hundreds of those tunnels. Because we detect about 10 to 12% of all crime. So you have to assume that that applies to this. But it is so chaotic there. And what is the propaganda from the Biden administration? Oh, Biden administration.
If you bring this up, you hate Mexicans, right?
No, you're a racist if you say anything.
You know, you hate Mexicans. That's your real problem.
But get this, though. They've literally allowed the cartels to take over the border, and then if you object, you're a racist.
Yeah, and you gotta just understand, some cartels are not acceptable. Other cartels are promoted and partnered with, right?
Correct.
Hang tight, ladies and gentlemen. Liberty Roundtable Live, the one and only News the Networks Refuse to Use solution on the air today.
Pursuing liberty, using the Constitution as our guide. You're listening to Liberty News Radio. USA Radio News.
with Mike Fortier.
Two European researchers claim they have proof Chinese scientists invented the coronavirus. London's The Daily Mail reporting today in what it calls an explosive new study. A British professor and Norwegian scientist claim to have found unique fingerprints in COVID-19 samples they say could only have been manipulated in a lab. They also find Chinese scientists reverse-engineered versions of the virus as a cover-up to make it look like the virus occurred naturally. The paper to be published in the Quarterly Review of Biophysics Discovery. Meanwhile, President Biden says we're on track to reaching his goal of getting 70% of the U.S. population vaccinated by July 4th.
If we succeed, we can celebrate our independence from the virus together on the 4th of July as we celebrate our independence as a nation. And the future is only going to get brighter because there will be no doubt what America can achieve when we do it together.
Biden saying yesterday our vaccination rate is now at 62%. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Jay Schrader, Super Bowl 22 champion and former Raiders quarterback. Playing professional football for 11 years beat my body up pretty bad. I've had so many surgeries on my neck, back, and shoulders and knees, I've just learned to live with constant discomfort. I tried so many products, some worked for a little while, but nothing gave me total relief until one day, a golfing buddy introduced me to Sons of Liberty CBD.com. I used their CBD Muscle Ease, rubbed it on my hands and neck, and wow, what did it do for me? I immediately began using their other products, and I have golfed pain-free for the first time in many years. I've reached out to Sons of Liberty CBD and visited their operation from farm to factory. Folks, this team walks the walk. Their motto is, for vets, by vets. I shared the product with my friend Wayne Allen Root, and now he's a fan of Sons of Liberty CBD.com. Wayne's fans will receive a 15% discount using code WAR15 at checkout. I've told all my NFL buddies about Sons of Liberty CBD.com, and now I'm telling you. Go to Sons of Liberty CBD.com. When it works for you, like it did for me, we both win.
President Biden's 2022 budget proposal released yesterday. The $6 trillion budget prioritizes infrastructure, education, research, public health, paid family leave, and child care. But it does not include the Hyde Amendment, the ban on using federal money in most abortions, or a $15 an hour minimum wage. Democrats may not drop plans to have January's Capitol riot investigated. Senate Republicans yesterday blocked plans for a commission of five Democrats and five Republicans to find the origins of the riot. New York Democratic Senator Chuck Schumer accusing the GOP of flip-flopping.
Senate Republicans for months publicly supported the idea of a commission. But now, all of a sudden, the Senate minority and the Senate minority leader waged a partisan filibuster against the bill.
He says Republicans are motivated by fear or fealty to former President Trump. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell says the commission would not have uncovered crucial new facts or promoted healing. CNN reporting yesterday a number of House Democrats believe Speaker Nancy Pelosi will form a committee herself to investigate the riot. This is USA Radio News.
Ladies and gentlemen, I know it's unprecedented times of evil and tyranny rising. It's also unprecedented liberty rising, ladies and gentlemen. The contrast couldn't be more poignant. Food storage. Get it, share it, eat it. But anyway, the battle's on. People are waking up like never before. The Texas Governor Greg Abbott saying, hey, we're going to defund cities that defund the cops. You got Idaho Lieutenant Governor saying we're not wearing masks, literally defying the governor. You've got Texas Sheriff Brad Coe saying, hey, we got unprecedented crisis at the border. It's disaster. Now, before we get to your pastor story, Sheriff, I got to tell you this. Do you know who Judge Wayne Mack is?
Yes, no relations.
I'm joking spelling. When I ask who he is, by the way. Tell the story really quick.
Well, he spoke at our Woodlands convention, and he was a huge success, and he's very constitutional, and we admire his leadership a great deal.
All right, that's right. We know him. We love him. He's a great guy. Now, I don't know if you know, but Texas Judge Wayne Mack is a justice of the peace in Texas, and he's been in public service for over 33 years. Now, here's the cool part. This guy has played so many roles in Texas. It's amazing. When they didn't have a coroner, he literally played the role of a coroner. When they didn't have he's played a ton of roles in addition to being a judge. The guy's for real. The guy's just a worker that understands liberty. Well, here's the latest headline. Judge Wayne Mack isn't backing down from prayer despite lawsuits filed against him, Sheriff.
Yes, he spoke about that at the conference, and we totally back him on that. And we're standing right next to him on every bit of it. You better believe it.
Anyway, I bring that up because now it's making the news, Sheriff. We've known about it, but now it's in the news, just so you know.
Yeah, yeah.
All right.
It should be.
Speaking of that, you got a judge that prays, and you got pastors in California. From sea to signing sea, folks are standing up for liberty, sir.
Yes, they are. And Pastor Che On, spelled N-A-H, pastor of the Harvest Church in Pasadena, has sued Governor Newsom and has won $1.35 million because of Newsom's discriminatory restrictions on houses of worship. Because he allowed other non-essential businesses to be open, like strip bars and brothels and anything that was bringing in a little bit of money to the state, I guess. I don't know what Newsom could possibly be thinking. He's not just an idiot. He's a leftist idiot because he doesn't believe in his own mandates. He doesn't obey his own mandates, but he expects churches.
Well, he doesn't really think they're for him. They're just for you, buddy.
Well, of course, the peons, peasants, the peasants. That's the word. And so, Pastor On, and with his backing of his church leaders and a very good attorney, beat Governor Newsom. And it says Governor Newsom cannot do this anymore. I certainly hope that what happens in California goes across the country. But Sam, I watched the press conference or the interview that On did, Pastor On, and I want to go to his church. And I want to take you with me. I want to go.
I'm ready to go, buddy. Come on.
And I want to shake his hand, and I want to tell him that every church in the country should have done the same thing, including the one that you and I go to. And I want every church leader in this country to listen to what he said, because, Sam, you and I have discussed this on your show a little bit, that listen and follow this man's example. He said, this church is not run by the government. It's not run by Governor Newsom. It's run by Jesus Christ.
And amen to that,
that
sir.
Is exactly what I said, that every church should be saying the same thing instead of having no church at all and then requiring church members to be masked.
Or vaccinated, which they haven't gone to, but they're looking at it, buddy.
Yeah, they are. And it's either right or it's wrong. And I'm not going to go any gray on that. I'm not going any gray on it. I'm not. It's either right or it's wrong, what Pastor On has said.
All right. Now, listen to this, though. Pastor On has an interesting story if you haven't heard about this guy. I got my information from LC.org, Matt Staver and Liberty Council defending On, doing a great job, by the way. After preaching in some of the most dangerous countries in the world, Pastor Jay On is being persecuted right here in America for sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ. That's the story.
Yep. Yep. He's an immigrant. He's a powerful, courageous pastor, and he is a man of God, and he is a proud American. And I am so honored. I want to be able to say that I shook that man's hand. And so I'm not kidding you. I'm going to try to go to that church. If you're coming with me, then come on.
Absolutely, I'm coming with you. Now, after preaching in some of those dangerous countries, I told you that's this guy's story. Now he's an immigrant, Sheriff.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. I want to bring this up because everybody says, oh, we're white supremacists. We're against everybody. We're immigrant haters and all that kind of stuff. No, we're just against illegality. Okay.
And Sam, not only that, we're for everybody who's for freedom. And that's really the only line you and I draw. We're for everybody. I don't care what race you are. I don't care who you are. I don't care where you're from. I don't care who your daddy was. If you're for liberty, you're my brother, and I'm on your team. Yeah, okay.
Where in California is this church, do you know?
Yeah, I think it said Pasadena.
All right. Well, I'm telling you, I agree we need to go. I'm a little scared to go to California, but I'm going to take the hit.
It says Pasadena's Harvest Rock Church. So
yeah, Harvest Rock Church in Pasadena.
Yeah, and the sheriff there was standing with him, not probably as much as he should have, but he did. And so I want to give that shout out to sheriff too. But the thing of it is, this man was going to do it regardless of who stood with him or for him. This is the courage that this man had. This is his conviction that government is to stay out of my church and that they are to protect my right, guaranteed in the First Amendment. Wow.
Now listen to this guy. He immigrated to America at 5 years old, Sheriff.
Yeah.
And he has now, he founded Harvest Rock Church in Pasadena, California, as you said, but then he also went on to found Harvest International Ministries, and for over 20 years, Pastor On has preached and planted churches in over 70 countries, including some of the most dangerous and heavily restricted in the world.
What a great man. I want to shake his hand.
Now they have over 65,000 partner churches and 162 in California alone.
Yeah.
Yeah. But now the Lord is pressing on him to protect his adopted country, America. Little did he know that after preaching in some of the most dangerous places in the world, he'd be persecuted right here in America for sharing the gospel of Christ.
Yeah.
Today, listen to this carefully, Pastor On and every single staff member and church attendees now are facing criminal charges of 1 year in jail and $1,000 in fines every day that Harvest Rock Church remains open.
Well, not now. It can't be now, though, can it?
Well, they've even threatened. No, and I'll tell you why in just a second. Power and water was threatened to be cut off to the churches as well.
Right.
Now, Pastor On says he now knows why he was called to take care of America. Anyway, the reason I tell you this whole story is our buddies, Matt Staver at LC.org, who we promote relentlessly for his incredible work, is partnering with On. And you're right, Sheriff, it's not now because of the work Matt Staver and others are doing.
Yeah. And so you have to take your hat off to all of them, but I absolutely applaud and bow to Pastor On. I don't know how you pronounce his first name. It's spelled C-H-E with an accent over the E, so I'm not quite, if it's Che, I think it would be Che or Jay or Ye, I'm not sure. But his last name, A-N-H, has to be On, I'm sure. But anyway, regardless of how you pronounce his name, that man is an American hero. I really cannot wait to attend his church service.
Amen to that. We went to Chuck Baldwin's church service. Great stuff as well up in Montana. We do rove the country, telling the tale of liberty, promoting God, family, and country, speaking, talking, and helping folks understand we've got a wonderful legacy of liberty set forth by our founding fathers. And ladies and gentlemen, let's not throw it away. Let's not sell it for a mess of pottage. Let's stand tall for the sacred cause. Let's join the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association, CSPOA.org. Let's get it done, ladies and gentlemen, and stand tall for the cause of liberty, shall we? Hang tight, final segment with a good sheriff on your radio.
Isn't this great? Just the two of us. No work, no interruptions, no phone, no TV. Finally, we have a chance to just talk. I mean, how long has it been? Well, first of all, we should talk about your schedule. There are a few things that could use some adjusting, but overall, I think it's going all right. Basically, I think we're doing a pretty good job of communicating, which is good. You're doing a really good job of letting me know how you feel about things. I want to keep the lines open, if you know what I mean.
Jerry? It's 4:00 in the morning. What are you doing?
Oh, I was just giving Emily a bottle.
Who are you talking to?
Emily.
She's only 3 weeks old, and she's asleep.
I know. I was just practicing.
Family, isn't it about time?
Isn't this great? Just the three of us. No work, no interruptions, no phone.
From the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
Worldwide, nations have been stripped of their rights and freedoms to make their own choices in life. Choices are made for them by their government. Insane, isn't it? Attend Red Pill Expo 2021, June 5th and 6th at the Monument Convention Center in Rapid City, South Dakota. Can't make it to Rapid City? The expo will be live streamed and archived should you miss any of it. Red Pill Expo is the major public event of Red Pill University. The mission of the expo and the university is to bring together world-class experts to set the record straight on fake narratives, fake history, and fake news. At each and every Red Pill Expo, truth seekers unite to get a better understanding of how the world really works, a world where collectivism reigns. It's time for individualism and an open mind. Mark your calendars and make your plans now to attend Red Pill Expo 2021. Get more details and register today at redpillexpo.org.
Back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. So anyway, we're talking about this Pastor Han doing a great job in Pasadena, California, standing up, being persecuted by Governor Gavin Newsom in California. This is just why we need to recall the governor. The guy's out of control. But this guy, literally Mr. Han, the pastor, doing a great job. But everybody in the church now is experiencing fines and jail time and all these kind of things. They've got it stopped because Matt Staver and others stood up tall with the pastor. All it takes is two or three good people doing great work, Sheriff, to make the difference more times than not.
Yeah, really. And you have to admire everybody that was involved in this. But it does, bottom line, it comes down to Pastor Ron. And what a Amen. Great example. What a great example of a true American who belongs to the current and contemporary Black Robe Regiment. Whether he's officially part of that or not, he is a part of it. He has stood for liberty. He has stood for his congregation. He has stood for what we all should be totally believing, that churches and government are not to be intermeddled, and that the government has one role, one role. Governor Newsom does not know this. That's why I call him an idiot. And really, he's very strategic and very intelligent. But if he were intelligent, he wouldn't have had those pictures taken of him disobeying his own orders. But you know what? Sooner or later, everybody's going
well,
to
he either doesn't
such
know,
nonsense.
He either doesn't know or he's so evil he doesn't care. I'm not really sure which at this point, Sheriff.
Yeah, there's some ignorance in there, but it is evil. And, you know, he comes through it honestly because he's related to Nancy Pelosi. I guess he's the nephew of Nancy. But it just shows that
swamp family mentality.
The swamp family mentality of California. Yeah, I like that. That's a good way to put it. I was searching for the right word. But thank you. But there's so much of this going on, and there's so much nepotism, and there's so much, oh, you know, this is all part of the Camelot families that are going to be running everything and doing all this, and it's all about money and power and greed and evil. And this was evil when anybody in government thinks that they can shut churches down. Government has one role.
Especially, before you go on to that one role, especially when the whole founding of the United States of America is based on religious liberty. I mean, liberty as a whole, but specifically religious liberty, Sheriff. That's why it's so egregious and so pervasive
really had
and
its
deceptive and evil.
Yeah, it really had its originations there, no question. And obviously that was the first thing in the Bill of Rights where they listed the untouchables that government can't touch. But government's role is one and one only when it comes to religion, and that is to make sure that it is guaranteed an equal opportunity for one and all. That's it. They cannot get involved in it. They cannot restrict it. They cannot tell it what to do. They cannot tell it, Sam, that it must be a 501c3 or they don't have tax-exempt status. That is an illegal mandate, bill, act. It's pretend legislation at its zenith. And none of us, there's not a church in this country that should be a 501c3. None.
There you have it, ladies and gentlemen. You know, while we're telling you the tale of liberty and standing with those who are promoting liberty, the government's doing just the opposite. And as Scott Bradley brought up on the broadcast yesterday, you know, if you have one misstep for tyranny, you can say it's a misstep. It's not on purpose. It might be by accident. But when you have a train of abuses, a train of agenda items, it documents a charting a course, planned out methodical march, not a one-time mistake. And we're seeing this in our government. They're prosecuting everybody who believes in God, family, and country, and they're literally promoting lawlessness at every turn. You want proof of the point I'm making? Here's the next headline that articulates it. The DOJ now got caught deleting emails and other evidence in high-profile case. The politicization of the Department of Justice that began under the Obama regime is on full speed ahead. But the DOJ may be called on the carpet for their politically biased prosecutions because the DOJ was just caught deleting emails and other evidence in a high-profile case. While gas pipelines are shut down by Russian hackers and Antifa and BLM continue to ravage the nation, the FBI, the CIA, and the Justice Department are out hunting down domestic terrorists known as Christians. They remain focused on claiming that Christians, conservatives, gun owners, libertarians, and homeschoolers are a threat while ignoring the real threats to our nation. After the 2012 elections, the DOJ colluded with deep state operatives at the IRS and the FEC, that's the Federal Election Commission, to prosecute Ron Paul staffers, libertarian groups, and conservative organizations. You probably forgot about that in America already, haven't you? But the DOJ's latest case is of great interest. Why? Because it clearly shows the agency's bias and agenda. The case is that of Ahmed Zubairy, a Pakistani-American global businessman who has been a major Democrat donor for years and has helped raise millions of dollars for guess who? Answer, Hillary Clinton, Joe Biden, and Barack Obama. But then he broke the deep state's number one rule, Sheriff. He gave money to Donald Trump's inaugural committee, buddy.
What?
Yeah. So now Zuberry's under fire, being attacked by the Justice Department. You betrayed your liberal base, my friend, and you went with the Donald. While Zuberry, who has been a college Republican, gave money to others like insiders in the Republican swamp, that was okay too. Like Congressman Ed Royce, Senator Lindsey Graham, and others, you can give money to those Republicans because they're part of the swamp too. It's okay, right? But when you give money to Trump, now they went after him. Now, in a motion filed in Zuberry's case, we find out the government engaged in obstruction of justice. The defense is now claiming that they had evidence. The filing also instructed Zuberry to delete emails even while he was under investigation. And even when the judge said you can't delete those emails, they instructed him to do the that anyway. Both the government's inducement of Zuberry's plea deal and his persistence in arguing, bottom line is they tried to withdraw the plea, but not so fast. Now they said Zuberry is sentenced to 12 years in prison, even though they cut sweetheart deals with others who were way more involved. And of course, they continue to ignore the corruption and illegal actions of others. Zuberry now is on the side of trying to appeal his conviction and has received support from an unlikely source, the CIA. This is an ongoing case. We'll try to keep you updated. This is going on right now, Sheriff. Do you want to respond to this? This is hard to even fathom. I don't even know how to respond to that. It's crazy. What do you think, Sheriff?
The dishonesty goes both ways, Sam.
Yes, it does.
And this is just more evidence of it. Because when you go to the top of both parties, they're both part of all of this. They are. And you know what? I still have a hard time when I see a Democrat running against the Republican, not hoping the Republican wins. Usually the Republican is standing for at least some semblance of principles. But when it comes right down to it, the horrible things that exist in our country, the IRS exists because of Republicans. Okay? Yes, Democrats too, but let's not talk about both parties right now. The Republicans have continued to fund and support funding and voted for funding for Planned Parenthood. And so the Republicans have supported the evil of a Federal Reserve. Let's be real about that. They have not stood strong on keeping prayer in schools. And they have not defended the American people when it came to the COVID-19 mandates and ridiculous face diapers that we've been arrested for if we don't wear them. And right now they're not defending us on airplanes where pilots and aviation employees are lying every time you get inside an airport about the federal law that requires you to wear a mask and that you will be punished civilly and criminally if you don't wear one. And, they are promoting the propaganda and the brainwashing. And every time I get on a plane, I just sit there and bite my tongue. And is it any wonder that the violence is happening on planes? Because these airlines are promoting the agenda of the evil side, and they're lying every time you get on a plane. So I am going to go and ask for a copy of the law. I am going to do that the next time I'm in an airport. So don't sit there and tell me that you're going to be enforcing some federal law. And they do say law. They'll say mandate sometime too, but they say law over and over. This is federal law, federal law. And so I'll just ask them, give me a copy.
Just
of
ask
it.
Them which legislative body passed that law, may I ask, and which president signed it.
Yeah, exactly. There you go. Yep.
And if they say, oh, well, the president doesn't need to go to the legislative body to pass a law, he just created an edict, then I would say, do we have a king?
Yeah, exactly.
All right, there you have it. The Department of Justice dictator. Failing to administer justice. I'll tell you that right now. I don't know if you know, but the replacements for the Rush Limbaugh show have been found. His successors are chosen. Clay Travis and Buck Sexton will take over his 12-3 time slot, Sheriff.
Mm-hmm.
You impressed?
Oh, yeah, totally.
Ladies and gentlemen, they don't report the news like we do, buddy. I'll tell you that right now.
You know, kid, look at what we've covered today and look what you will not see. I will shout out for Fox News. They did have Pastor on their show. That's where I saw it. I think it was yesterday morning. I saw Pastor on.
And my response is incredibly simple. His attorney. We give praise when it's deserved, and in that case, Fox deserves praise.
Yes, they do.
We don't have favorites, ladies and gentlemen. It's about the principles. God, family, and country.
There you go.
That's all.
And I will be bringing Pastor Allen up when you see me at the Red Pill Expo next weekend. And I'll see you there.
Roger that. All right, sir. Godspeed. Thanks so much. Sheriff Mack, ladies and gentlemen, CSPOA.org. That's the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association. I am Sam Bushman, LibertyRoundtable.com, our website, LovingLiberty.net, our nationally syndicated radio network with live and on-demand radio at your fingertips around the clock. Donate liberally today. We also talked about RedPillExpo.org. See us next weekend live. God save the Republic of the United States of America.